What's up, y'all? Peck here from CHGO Bulls. Our friends at Sunnyside Cannabis Dispensary are here to elevate your summer. Sunnyside is your home for judgment-free cannabis shopping. They've got a crazy selection with over 100 different strains to choose from with easy online ordering and in-store pickup. Stop in the store nearest you throughout Illinois for expert guidance from their staff. Head to sunnyside.shop and use code HICHGO at checkout for 35% off your favorite brands like Cresco, Good News, and Floracal to elevate your first purchase. Sunnyside Cannabis Dispensary, bright buys every day, only for 21 and over or Illinois med card holders.
It's done.
Connor McDavid, it's not real.
The goal of the year,
Panarin!
Part of the past, the celebrations forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights.
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome into the CHGO Blackhawks podcast on draft lottery night. I'm Jay Zawoski with Greg Boysen and Mario Tirabassi. Hello to all you good people watching us live on YouTube and listening on your favorite podcast app. Do us a favor on YouTube, smash that like button for us. Make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube page. Podcast listeners, like, subscribe, follow, whatever your favorite app calls for, and leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. The Blackhawks did not win the draft lottery. The entire 16-1 went chalk. San Jose will draft number one, likely taking Macklin Celebrini, while the Chicago Blackhawks will pick second in the 2024 NHL draft at the Sphere in Las Vegas. We are expecting to be there, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So, fellas, why don't we get into it a little bit here? No Celebrini for the Blackhawks.
No.
I think we were all sort of assuming it wouldn't go the Hawks' way again. But the crazy thing about it is they had better odds of landing number one this year than last year.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, this season was not supposed to be about landing this past season, about landing the top overall pick. So I think going into this year and this entire season not worrying about it made the build-up to this a little bit easier to stomach, and for the fact that at worst they were going to pick fourth. So at worst, you're getting the remainder of Ivan Demidov, Artem Levshinov, Sam Dickinson, maybe Cole Eiserman, Zeev Bouyum. Like, there's plenty of guys that are going to be available at number two now, of course. But there was going to be plenty of guys to pick from. So it made the anxiety far less, like, intense going through this season and getting into the draft. Like, getting Bedard last year, obviously, that was key. So moving forward now, you're still going to get a guy, as we talked about at the beginning of the watch-along, you're getting a guy who, as Connor Bedard is no longer a prospect, this next player that you draft second overall is your best prospect.
Right. Yeah. And it should be a day of celebration. I know there's probably a little bit of disappointment from people that, oh, man, you know, it would have been so great to have it 2 years in a row and you're Bedard and Celebrini for the next decade. But guess what? Whoever it's going to be, you can do Bedard and fill in that player for the next decade. Because chances are it's going to be someone very, very good that makes a massive difference for this team and in the history of this organization.
Mm-hmm.
Number two picks are usually pretty good. Historically,
Jonathan Toews went third overall.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I mean, you know.
True. Yes. So it's a day to be excited about. I want to direct everybody, by the way, we're going to get into some of the guys who might be available at two here in a moment. But Mario earlier this week wrote for allchgo.com 50 names to know for the 2024 NHL draft. It is awesome. It is in depth. It is great. I have gone to it several times since it's been written just to check things out. There's lots of comments from experts in there, statistics, everything you need to know about who the Hawks could be picking with their two first round picks this year. And on Thursday's show at 2:30, we're going to talk to Chris Peters of Flow Hockey and hear from one of the best in the business about who's going to be there too, who's going to be there later in draft, who's going to be there in the second round. The Hawks having another crop coming up this year, and they're only going to get better and deeper prospect-wise.
7 picks in the first 3 rounds this year.
Yeah. That's how you rebuild.
That's right.
Yeah, and as Lord Hossa says, we just got a lot more content leading up to draft day, and that's a W. Last year, it was just kind of like,
it's true.
Tell us about Connor Bedard.
Yes.
Let's bask in his glory. Now we can actually have some discussion.
We can have some debates.
And,
we can bring in some different people who want, who can has we, their pick.
Can we yell at each other like the Bear Show about who they should pick?
I think so. We'll chuck little squishy Connor Bedard at each other.
Yeah, sure. For me.
Can't chuck the little squishy.
Apparently yelling at each other gets you the viewers. So
I don't have
that.
PTSD or anything. You're not going to trigger me.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good. Don't worry. It only took me a decade to get over Mike Murphy. You'll be fine. All right, let's get into it. Why don't we start with some of the forwards? And Mario, since you wrote the 50 piece, we'll give you kind of the floor here on some of the guys you believe will be there at 2. As of now,
all
I think Greg's with me. I really like the idea of Demidov, an elite right winger, to play right next to Connor Bedard for the next decade. Yep. Tell us about Demidov.
Yeah, Ivan Demidov. I mean, as consensus as I think you could get to a guy who is going to be second or third overall in this draft class, he's a guy that we, watching this Blackhawks team this year, we have been begging for someone who will shoot the puck. He has no problem doing that.
Yeah.
And what's great is that he can do that and he can distribute it well. It's literally a guy offensively, super creative, good playmaker, great shot, put up great numbers in the Russian minor league, the MHL. I know a lot of people in the chat, a lot of people online, as we've talked about the draft, getting close to it, are worried about, you know, him being in Russia and playing in the KHL and all this stuff. He's got, I believe, 1 more year on his current KHL contract. If you were picking a guy out of the Canadian junior leagues or picking a guy out of college that isn't Macklin Celebrini, you're probably waiting a year or two, even at second overall, for them to be, you know, NHL ready, conservatively saying. And, you know, somebody could jump out at you and be like, wow, they look ready to go and win a spot in training camp and all that stuff. But as far as Demidov goes, like, I would not worry about that one extra year because you're gonna experience that delay anyways. And I think he's got the skill set to pair well with Bedard. And I think he's a guy that even if you don't play him with Connor Bedard, He's going to drive play. Like, as a wing, to be able to drive play is a special talent. And I think outside of Macklin Celebrini, he's probably the most offensively gifted, well-rounded player in this class.
And I think when you're talking about pure offense, he might even have an edge on Celebrini. Celebrini is renowned because of the two-way game. A lot of people, as draft lottery night was approaching, were saying, if Bedard is Kane, then Celebrini is Taves, right? Mm-hmm. The guy that's complimentary, that's going to kill penalties, be on the power play, win your faceoffs, do everything you need your guy to do to get those wins. And, of course, that is extraordinarily valuable, and you would like to find somebody like that or develop somebody like that that's in your program already. Demidov would be another massive scoring option, a scoring winger. So it might be an embarrassment of riches on that top line with if it's Bedard and Demidov, but
sure.
I don't know. What Kyle Davidson has said is that it will be the best available player.
Mm-hmm.
He has always said, and he said it again a couple weeks ago, he's not going to try to, you know, round peg, round hole a pick necessarily because he says, oh, we really have a need at right defense, and this guy's right there.
Right, yeah.
Let's take someone who we might not think is the best but fills a need, because with draft picks, you know, Bedard's aside and McDavid's aside and Crosby's aside, they're all a little bit of a risk.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know exactly what you're going to get. So taking the best players is the best way to go. And look, if you do end up having too many guys that can score and not enough guys that can defend, well, guess what? You've got trade pieces.
That's true.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, if you're wondering why Demidov didn't play with his KHL club, you know, It's an age thing. It's very hard for a teenager to get to the cage. Michkov, Mahe Michkov, last year's top Russian prospect that fell to the Flyers, he has barely played in the KHL. And when he has, it's been loaned to another team. Like, he's
to a lesser team.
Right. So, like, it's very tough for, especially for the team he plays for,
right?
St. Petersburg, they're one of the elite teams, and for if a teenager is going to play on that squad, you have to be like Alex Ovechkin.
Mm-hmm. Any team, right? Like, yeah,
and even he, I don't think was getting that kind of playing time. So this is a quote that Corey Prauman, who we've had on the show before, from The Athletic, one of their big prospects guys. This is what he told Scott Powers back in April. Demidov, like Bedard, is an elite skill player, but his distinguishing characteristic is in his compete. He's a relentless worker, sounds familiar, who forechecks hard and creates at the net. He can be a player to get Bedard the puck and has a pass-first mentality.
Okay.
That sounds right to me.
Work hard, get to the net, be a good pass puck distributor, be able to score on your own. Wonderful. All things the Blackhawks need.
Yes, and he's one. Maybe, I don't even say maybe. He's the best skater in the draft. I don't think there's a lot of debate about that. His edge work is phenomenal, and as we remember, you know, Mike Donahue telling us last year,
yeah,
if you can't skate, you're not a Blackhawk. Well, mm-hmm. he checks that box. So I think that would be the best move. But there's arguments for a handful of other players too, and they're all good arguments. And I'm not worried about as soon as a Russian player is mentioned, we get the whole, oh, he'll never come over. Name one top Russian prospect that never came over. I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Someone that's going to be picked second overall that doesn't come over. He's only got one more year on his deal. You know, if he's got the Chicago Blackhawks waiting for him to play with Connor Bedard, I don't think he's going to be signing any kind of KHL extension. You wouldn't think. I don't know. I don't know what's in his head.
Yeah.
But, he... I'm not worried about them not coming over. And if he signs another year, okay, fine. It's the same thing with Roman Kantsarov in the mm-hmm. second round this year. He signed a 2-year extension. He's going to be there in KHL for 2 more years. That's okay.
Because
he's two. He's at least 2 years away from being NHL ready. So let him develop over there as opposed to coming over here. It worked out pretty well for him. He was a KHL champion in his rookie season. Yeah. So
good for him.
I'm not worried about the... him not coming over. I don't think that's not a real thing for the top guys.
Yeah.
They all want to come here and play in the NHL.
Seventh round picks. Those are the ones that you're like, if they don't come over, fine, whatever.
Well, the one difference though now between like Malkin and Crosby, Malkin and Ovechkin and other Russian players is that at the time we weren't probably on the brink of World War III. And at odds with Russia, so there is that element that I think probably does add a little more mystery and intrigue to like, well, this is a pretty new conflict here with Russia and Ukraine in terms of the U.S.'s involvement, and we haven't really seen it come to that with any Russian players yet.
Right.
So we don't know. I think the Michkov is something that was something to watch, but again, Demidov might be here before him.
Right.
If that's who the pick and or wherever he, whoever drafts him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It is a little bit different than it has been historically, but I still feel like, look, it doesn't matter what I feel. Trust that even if you are not completely sold on Kyle Davidson yet, I think you understand that he is thorough, that he has a staff that checks all the boxes they can when they can. And if there's any thought that Demidov might not come here, it might be a problem getting him here, maybe the best player thing goes out the window if they think the best player may never come and play here.
Sure. If that is a documented risk or worry, probably something that they avoid then.
Yeah.
But we asked him last year about, hey, is there a little bit more of a tendency to want to pick players who are North American-based rather than European-based because they're closer to home and you can kind of check in on them more? But he said, no, it's not a consideration at all. So if there's no worries about, Demidov and his aspirations to one day play in the NHL, I don't think there's anything to worry about. If they feel like he's the best player, they'll take him.
Yeah, and I think if you see the Blackhawks pick him, they know the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to take a break. We got some super chats to get on the other side, and we're going to spend some time talking about a guy that a lot of our audience has been really talking about for months now, Cole Iserman. That'll be the next prospect we focus on. But first, we want to tell you about our friends at Circa Sportsbook. They have that tight money line split and low hold model. Their games try to be a minus 110 split on the Circa Sports menu, unlike other sports books, which may use the dreaded minus 115 or minus 120 splits. Ugh. Circa Sports keeps as little money as possible on large markets bets like futures, golf tournaments, etc., especially compared to other books. They've got high app limits, and they're very transparent about it. So if you're really good at wagering, they're not going to restrict you. They're not going to limit you because you win. Every player has the same limits, unlike other books that do limit winning players. And Circa encourages everyone to download and explore all sports betting apps available, compare the lines from each sports book, and are confident that when you do, you'll be pleased with what you find at Circa. They've got incredible customer service with real people behind the Circa Sports brand. They resolve your issues quickly, unlike other sports books that use those evil chatbots.
Ooh.
Thank you. All aspects of the app are being run by the same team that runs the main Circa Sportsbook at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. So download the Circa Sports Illinois app at circasports.com/Illinois-app to sign up today. Also, be on the lookout for Circa events, watch parties, and tailgates. And if you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Text GAMB to 833-234 or visit areyoureallywinning.com.
Hey, did you just spill some cheese whiz all over you when the Hawks didn't get number one overall?
Probably.
Did you spill stain your clothes because you were so upset? Well, if you did, you can head over to CD1 Price Cleaners. They're our pals. They'll get any stain out of any garment, and the customers save over 30% on their dry cleaning bill just by switching to CD1 Price Cleaners. Other cleaners charge a different price for every garment type. Plus, they have upcharges, and you may pay a different price each time you visit. At CD1 Price Cleaners, get this, they charge one price.
Wow, all right. Just
for
one?
Any garment.
Clever.
Yep, even sports jerseys. Damn. The same one low price. CD1 Price Cleaners has your order ready the same or next day. Other cleaners could take 2 to 4 days to have your clean garments ready. And by then, I forgot I even owned that shirt, and I've moved on. CD1 Price Cleaners, they're going to send you a text and say, hey, buddy, come get your stuff. It's clean. It's gorgeous. It's better than it's ever looked before. And then you're going to head over there and grab it. They order a wide variety of services like dry cleaning, wash and fold laundry, blankets and comforters, tailoring and alterations, leather cleaner, cleaning, area rug cleaning. So just visit chgo.cdone.com. Link is in the description below. Once there, you can pick from an in-store coupon or an online pickup and delivery coupon options. One last thing before the Super Chat's about Demidoff. That's my bad when I praised his skating. I know that's not his greatest attribute. That's what happens when you read 32 scouting reports in one afternoon.
You idiot.
You tend to get your guys confused. And then someone asked earlier about, well, he had 7 games in the KHL and didn't do anything. Well, he only played 4 games in the KHL, and here's where his time on ice in those 4 games. 8:28, 12:22, 6:22, 2:45. Not sure what he's supposed to do in 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Right, yeah. The KHL cares not for your NHL prospects.
European leagues in general, if you're like under 25, you're playing 7 minutes a night unless you're a superstar.
Unless you're a stud, yeah.
And if you're 22 and a stud in Sweden, you're probably already in the NHL.
Right, yeah.
All right, let's get to these Super Chats here. We got Lebowski 5 with a $5 Super Chat saying, no problem here, folks. The Sharks will pass on Celebrini.
Awesome. You imagine?
That would be hilarious.
The first overall pick.
Is this going to be the new throw a dollar in the jar? Is maybe Celebrini will pull a Lindros?
No. No. We had to endure all that shit last year. We're not encouraging that at all.
We have another one from SK, $10, who says, we need that right-handed defenseman. Had the spirit of Uncle Bob with me and my newborn.
Oh,
I knew something
I
was up
Uncle Bob
when he started crying
year.
At the break. Oh, there you go.
There you go. Yep. They do need a right-handed defenseman. Wouldn't be mad at it.
Congrats on the newborn.
Yes, and you might be able to get one at 20, too. You know.
You might.
You can find right-handed defenseman.
Defenseman? Yeah.
Beyond the second overall pick.
Yes. Sure. And Hawkeye says, bros, with the $5 Super Chat. Great to see you guys again. Always a pleasure. Just wanted to ask you, do you think Booyam is worth a top 3 pick, and is Demidov NHL ready day one?
No and no.
no, I'm not taking Booyam second overall. Demidov being NHL ready day one, I mean, I wouldn't say no entirely.
Well, day one as in the day after the draft or the day after his KHL contract? Because whether he's NHL ready or not, he can't come here next year because he's under contract.
Yeah, I would think that. But I would think after opening day of 2025-26.
I would venture a guess that if he was on a NHL roster next year, he could handle it himself. But I don't. But contractually, he's not going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, Booyam, I think if the Hawks had been fourth, I would have been like, it might not be a bad idea, but not at two.
All right. Let's move on to Cole Iserman of the U.S. National Development Program. Really, another guy not afraid to shoot the puck. This has been a name we've been keeping an eye on. Basically, since Connor Bedard was selected.
Yeah.
As we're looking ahead to this draft.
Yeah.
He hasn't gone anywhere. He's right there in the top five, at least. Cole Iserman, Mario, tell us about him.
He is all over the scouting community. This was a guy who, at the beginning of this season, talking about, you know, the class of 2024, Celebrini was number one. Iserman was number two, and it was a much tighter race than it is now between Celebrini and the rest of the class. So I understand a lot of the hesitations about him. You know, the skating isn't wonderful, but it's fine for a prospect of his, you know, where he's at right now. Is he a puck hog? Yes. Can he score multiple different ways at a high level? Probably the best shot in the class? Yes. So is that a bad thing? No. But I think the commitment level to defense has been one of the things that has hurt him as the season has gone on with the U.S. program. But towards the end of the year and how he played at the U18 World Championships, I think that commitment has started to go the opposite direction. I think it's starting to go in the right direction where he is working harder in the defensive zone. Kid's 18. Like he's yeah. Like, give these guys some time.
Most 18-year-old needs work at playing.
Yeah, a kid who's 18 years old who has been the best player on every team he's ever played on and has never had to pass the puck, sometimes will learn to pass the puck.
Right. Like, it's your draft season. You're known for scoring goals.
Yeah, go score
goals. All you want to do is score goals.
Yeah, yeah. And he is the best guy in this draft class that can purely score goals. And last I checked, that's an important part of hockey. So
if that's true, if you're a one-trick pony, but your one trick is scoring goals,
yeah,
I'll make a spot for you on my
roster. You can always find a job in the NHL.
We had Sean Shapiro of Elite Prospects here about a month ago, and we were talking about him. And the way he described him sounds a lot like a guy that used to wear number 12 here in Chicago.
Alex DeBrincat.
A lot like Alex DeBrincat. A lot of the same things that Iserman's getting criticized for, DeBrincat was getting criticized for.
He turned out okay.
And he fell all the way to the second round.
Well, because he was 5'5".
Tiny. He's a little guy.
Too small. So Iserman, the way that, you know, people are talking about him, I'm not going to be shocked if it's like, if we're at the draft in June and, you know, Blackhawks are sitting at 20, we get to pick 13, 14, 15, and Iserman's still there. We might start shooting looks at each other.
Kind of like we were last year.
Kind of like last year, yeah. Really?
It was a Gabe Perreault.
Gabe Perreault that we were all excited about.
Was sliding down.
So, he's not going to be the number two overall pick. I don't think that's going to be the case. But if I'm saying Iserman or Demidov, I think I'm saying Demidov because of the dynamic ability he has offensively more than Iserman. If you would have asked me in October, I would have said, if the Blackhawks are picking second, sure, take Iserman.
Right. A lot of people would have said that, too.
Yeah.
All right, should we move on to another forward here? I know we've got a profile on Caden Lidstrom.
Yes.
Let's talk about Caden Lidstrom of the Medicine Hat Tigers, my favorite team name in hockey.
Yeah.
It is so cool.
It is a shame that
technically favorite city name then, right? I mean, the Tigers is really nothing special.
Yeah, Tigers
Medicine
is.
Medicine Hat.
Yeah.
Medicine Hat. I like Moose Jaw better than
Moose
Medicine
Jaw.
Moose Jaw.
Sure.
Moose Jaw. Moose Jaw, Moose Jaw
Warriors.
Hat. Yeah.
Saskatoon myself.
Saskatoon.
Blades.
Just a little bit south of Saskatoon.
Yeah, Caden Lidstrom, I'm sad that his season was interrupted with injuries this year. I think it was, off the top of my head, I think if it was a shoulder injury. But he did come back and play in the WHL postseason, albeit a short run for Medicine Hat. I wrote about it in the 50 Names to Know piece. If you were to construct a power forward center in a lab, you would get Caden Lindstrom. He's 6'3", 210, still has physical maturity to go in himself, can score goals, play a power forward game. Something the Blackhawks do not have in their prospect system is a guy that projects out to be a top six scoring threat power forward. They got big guys up front, big guys who can play physical. They don't have anybody that can do what Caden Lindstrom can do. So I think if you're looking to still get that 1-2 punch with Bedard and number two center, if it's not Macklin Celebrini, if you really want to do that, Caden Lindstrom's your guy.
All right. I got one more forward on the list here. But I'm feeling like perhaps we should move on to defenseman for time's sake.
Sure. That's fine.
How about Artem Levchinov for Michigan State? So this is a guy we've had an eye on for a while, the right-handed shot defenseman. Question would be solved. This one I kind of like, and as you mentioned earlier, probably is not going to come and play in the NHL next season. You know, a year away at least, I would think. But, again, they've got time. They've got defensemen ready to make the jump to the NHL, so there's no rush here. Tell us about Levchinov.
Yeah, he was at Michigan State this past year. You know, I think he is someone who, you know, you look at Alex Vlasic, big, rangy, can move well for his size, is steady defensively, can chip in offensively. Levchinov does all those things as well, and probably at a little bit of a higher rate than a guy like Alex Vlasic did coming out of college. Now, yeah, I think Levchinov probably plays a second year at Michigan State. Right shot defenseman, which the Blackhawks really don't have in their prospect system at a high level. I know this year they were trying to move Nolan Allen to the right side as a left shot defenseman, former first round pick. So that's going to take some time to get used to, but doing it early in his career rather than later in his career is a good thing. With Levchinov, I think you get a guy who skates well, distributes the puck well. You think about Victor Hedman. Like that's the comp that I keep seeing made to him, and I see it too. Watching him at Michigan State this year, it's the guy that you can put on the power play, put on the penalty kill. He's going to eat tons of minutes. He's a guy that could be a number one defenseman or a top pair defenseman at the very least if he's not your number one. He's a guy that if the Blackhawks are saying, look, we are going to go best available, but we're also going to fill a need in our prospect system with a top right shot defenseman, two birds with one stone with Levchinov.
Yeah, would not be upset if that was a pick at all.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. And, again, maybe that's the if Kyle Davidson is unsure between two guys and it says, hey, these guys grade out evenly, let's fill the need, Levchinov could be the guy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not be mad at that pick either. I focused a lot on him during the Big Ten and NCAA tournament, watched all those Michigan State games, focused on him. Kid's got all the tools. I mean, he's – you know, your modern day NHL defenseman, a good puck mover, plays well in all three zones. Really what the Hawks are kind of looking for long term, especially on that right side. If that's the pick, I won't be mad at it. Yeah. You know, it's a need. So if you go need over best player available, then you take Levchinov, who's the best player for that particular need.
Yeah.
But if you go best player overall at number two, you're probably going Demidov.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much of a premium it's become to get right-hand shot defensemen. You know, such a high percentage of the population is right-handed.
It's like left-handed pitchers.
Yeah, right.
Like if you're going to play defense.
I was wondering that. All these cards you made, it was like, why is everyone left shot?
Yeah.
What is that about?
I'm right shot. I don't. Maybe I'm. Do I have higher value as a beer leaguer?
You just jumped into the third round.
I'm a right
shot.
Well,
and you use a shift hockey stick. So
I do. Yeah, that also
score
jumps
on both
me
nets.
Up. And I play defense willingly. I should be a number one overall pick.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. That's. It feels like if it's a defenseman, that's who it's going to be. A couple other names. I know Sam Dickinson of the London Knights has gotten a lot of attention from people.
Yeah.
Put up big points this year for London. Who. In my mind, if I am, again, on the fence and I see London Knights or another
junior hockey team, I'm taking the guy from London because they have a hell of a track record with developing NHL players.
There's been a few dudes to do well here in Chicago.
Yes.
From London.
A couple.
The Rat.
Patrick Kane, Dave Bolin, Max Domi. Lots of Londonite alumni out there. I don't know. I'd be shocked if this was two.
Yeah.
If the Hawks had fallen to four. And Lushevnov is already gone.
Yeah, if they were at three or four, I'd entertain the idea of Dickinson being the pick, because I have heard whispers and rumblings that they do really like him. But I don't think at number two you're gonna go with Sam Dickinson. He's a really good defenseman. Reminds me a lot of another London Knight that the Blackhawks had an opportunity to draft but didn't. Evan Bouchard, like a guy who's big, rangy, plays at both sides, plays well both sides of the ice, steady, you know, can be physical, like all those things that we talk about Levshinov, like he does a lot of the same things, just maybe at a half tick lower than I would say Levshinov. But like anybody who gets him is going to be getting a solid player for sure.
All right, we've got to take another break here in the break zone. We're going to get back with a couple other players. But before we do, make sure you smash that like button for us. We are really blown away by how many people are watching. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks,
everybody. Please, if you're here and you have not already, please hit the like button. And please hit that subscribe button on the YouTube page. And if you're listening on the podcast, we love you too. Make sure you are following or subscribed. And leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if you can.
And
or Spotify.
Become a diehard. AllCHGO.com. Become a diehard, get all the perks and exclusive content you want from us here at CHGO, and discounts on merch, too.
Yep.
Yeah. And, hey, if you want some of the best pizza around, you're going to want to get yourself some Salerno's Pizza.
Yes.
Stop by their location, yes. Salerno's on Tap, located at 1201 West Grand Avenue in Chicago's West Town. That's just down the road from here. Enjoy their tavern-style pizza and ice-cold beers, preferably an ice-cold Coors Light. And whether you are headed to the game, want to watch it live on their big-screen TVs, or you're watching from home, they've got you covered. Go to salernospizza.com, or you can call 312-666-3444. Mention CHGO, and you're going to get half off of your pizza order.
Half off.
Half off. One half.
50%.
Head to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444 for more information. Again, half off of your pizza order when you mention us.
Try the wings.
CHGO.
Try the wings.
To steal from Elliot Friedman.
The wings are delicious.
They're phenomenal.
Wings are great. Pizza's great. They have gluten-free pizza, which I'm about to go grab some myself. So for all you gluten haters out there, they got you covered. And all the other fixins that you love.
Anyone hates gluten.
Gluten hates you.
Screw you, gluten. My
body. Look, I love gluten. My brain loves gluten. My body hates it.
Fair enough. Well, you know, there'll be a gluten-free Coors Light someday. But until there is, Mario will have to cope and seethe. But between work and people being wieners on social media and everything that gets you down in life, sometimes you just want to choose to chill. And when I choose to chill, and we choose to chill, we use Coors Light. It is the perfect beer for that chill mindset. And if you were planning on barbecuing tonight and instead you were pelted with golf ball sized hail like I was at my parents' house, I had to go check my car windows when I left there. That was a little bit scary for a while. Crack open a nice cold Coors Light. It is mountain cold refreshment. And you know when those mountains turn blue, it is as cold as the Rockies. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold baked for a smoother finish. When you embrace a chill mindset, it's a good time to choose chill and crack open a Coors Light. Coors Light is mountain cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. Make the most out of the times you choose to chill. Choose Coors Light. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/CHGOHockey. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And Lawrence, and we were preparing the show, and I was sending you the graphics to make for dudes.
Yeah.
We were thinking maybe four, maybe three. Mm. A lot of these guys we talked about who are top three or four are not top one or two.
No.
And with number two, even though, you know, we talked about, oh, you know, we'll have more to talk about this offseason, not a ton. There's only a handful of guys that are worthy of number two.
Right now I say two. maybe three. Maybe you can make an argument for Lidstrom.
So you would say what? Demidov,
Lushanov,
and Lidstrom?
Yeah, I wouldn't really go anywhere besides that at two.
I mean, look, if you're
looking... Lidstrom's even a stretch for me at two.
Yeah. The size is tempting.
Yeah. Again, if it was three or four.
Yeah.
But passing on a right-handed defenseman or a potentially special player.
Yeah.
With a high ceiling in Demidov. I don't know if I do that for Lidstrom. That'd be the only other guy. It's Demidov, Lushanov, and then maybe Lidstrom. Maybe you can convince me between now and draft day when we get some of our draft expert pals on the show, including Chris Peters of Thursday. Flow Hockey, who will be joining us Thursday. At 2:30. So we'll ask him about these three guys. But to me, it comes down to the two offs.
Me too. Yeah.
That's really all I'm looking at.
Demidov or Lushanov,
outside
I'm happy.
Of those two guys, I'm going to be like, I don't know.
Yeah, I could be convinced on a guy like Caden Lindstrom. But I think it's I agree. I think it's down to one of those two, either Demidov or Levshunov. And if you're worried about the Russian factor, well, Levshunov is already here.
Yeah, he's here.
While he may be Russian, he is at Michigan State.
Right. And again,
it shouldn't be a concern.
It's
I agree.
Name the last top Russian prospect that decided not to come over here.
Max Shalunov.
Name a Russian player who was drafted in the first round recently that said, "Nope, I'm not going."
I can't even think of one.
There are a couple, but name a top five Russian player drafted that said, "Nope, I'm not coming."
I cannot.
And if there was a guy that had that talent and there were concerns of him not coming over, he wasn't going to get drafted that high.
Right.
So the fact that they're even going to talk about drafting him number two means they're not concerned about it. He's only got 1 year left on his deal.
Exactly. Like I said, if you see Kyle Davidson go to the podium and select Demidov, the work has been done, the conversations have been had, and they know he's coming.
Yeah.
They're not going to risk a franchise-altering pick for a guy that might not come here.
Right. Yeah.
And I think if there's a 5% chance that happens, they take someone else.
We just answered Chris's question, his super chat.
Yeah, thank you for the super chat, Chris. We appreciate that.
There was your. We gave you the answer before we acknowledged your question.
Yeah.
Well, we love you anyway.
Yeah. It says, do you think there are concerns about players coming from the KHL? I think, like you're saying, those guys that are not the first round top talents, guys that are going to go in the top five of picks. Sure, you might say, let's take a flyer on this guy in the fifth or sixth round.
Right.
Maybe he turns out to be something. Maybe he plays his whole career in the KHL. We took a chance.
Well, I think, too,
in the fifth, sixth round, those are guys who odds are they're never coming to the NHL anyway.
Right.
So,
in last year, we saw Michkov slip. And the reason he slipped was because he was Russian. He was, without a doubt, the second best player in the draft. But
when he had 2 years left.
That's it.
2 years on his deal.
He was years away still from the NHL, and there were teams looking at like, look, we need help now at the top, and we need more security than that. So, yeah, if his name was, Gordy Yaremchuk or something, he would have been a number two pick without hesitation. But because of
Name was Connor.
I mean, like, the question was, is there legitimate uncertainty? Yes, there is a bit of uncertainty.
Sure, some people will be.
But again, these teams will do their due diligence, especially I have faith that the Blackhawks are due.
If you're going to invest in number two overall pick in a kid, you have no worries.
Yeah, you've done your...
That's all the indication you need that there's nothing to worry about.
A couple more super chats. We got a knockout here. Tanvers says, they said at the start, if you win one or two, you aren't eligible for 5 years. The Hawks won number two. So are they not eligible to get McKenna now?
They didn't win number two. That's where they did not move up.
They did not
win
anything.
They didn't improve their draft status. So technically, yes, they could win the draft lottery next year. So long as they're not, okay. So if you miss it during the draft watch along, prior to the draft starting, the explanation is if you win the draft lottery via improving your draft position, you can only do that 2 out of 5 years. So, with the Sharks having one being dead last, they didn't improve their draft position. So they could win it the next 3 years in a row and it'd be fine. But if the Hawks were to have won this year,
As they did last year,
yes. That would have been 2 years of improving your draft position to win the lottery, which then they wouldn't have been able to do until 2028.
Right, but they still could have picked number one overall if they finished dead last and don't.
So they could still win it next year. Whoever finishes dead last can win it without improving your draft position.
Because right, you're technically not winning it.
You're staying put. So that is the further explanation that we've learned
twice in 5 years.
Yes.
That's so if you finish dead last, you were supposed to get number one overall, and you did get number one overall, that's not considered moving up.
Consecutively.
But as we said, if you are doing that, you're doing something wrong. I think the McKenna is going to be the next fine. Like, no, I don't want to be in the running for number one
overall.
He's
2026.
Yeah, if we're
that's not even next year.
That's 2 years from now. If the Hawks are still eligible and have great odds for number one overall in 2026,
coach and GM fired.
I'm not happy.
Yeah,
so let's,
that means I would stop. I would say McKenna Luke Richardson's stuff. Not here and Kyle Davidson's
yeah,
not
I would
here.
Think
yeah,
not.
Let's if please, you're if you're in the lottery in 2026,
let's please not worry about McKenna. We're hoping by that draft we're like, you know, maybe,
not in the lottery.
Yes, maybe we're waiting. Like maybe we're screaming at our TV, going, "Hurry up
Get
with this
the
lotto!
Game.
We want to see the Blackhawks second round game right now."
Right. Right. That would be nice.
That would be the ideal world.
But as all things NHL,
but he's related to
mud.
Connor Bedard, so of course everybody needs to have him.
That's a new. Yeah. Is that the new dollar fine?
Maybe. Maybe. Let's see how bad it goes.
It has to happen organically. That's how these things happen.
I'm leaning towards that he's not coming because he's Russian as the next fine.
I think you're probably right. All right. Michael Brooks with a $5 super chat says there's still almost 250 people watching who have not hit the like button. The Hulk would say, like, smash.
My screen says 588.
Well, yeah, technically, I think this was from about 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you,
but
Michael.
But still, if you have
thanks for the reminder, Michael.
It. No matter how many people are here,
it looks
smash
like we have
that
correct
like button.
Math right now. I see 588 people watching and 588 likes.
Wow. Let's make that.
That's a 1-to-1. I'm no math genius, but that seems like that's a 1-to-1
Log
ratio.
Into your other YouTube accounts and like.
I got to do that yet. I got to get my other.
Now we got more
going.
Likes than people watching. That's always a good.
Beautiful.
Thing.
That's the ratio we like to see. And Lebowski 5 with another $5 super chat. The Hawks ideally won't be at the top of the draft again. Why pass on a special player for a right-handed defenseman that will probably be just good? So he's talking about Demidov versus.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of declarations there, but I don't. I'm not disagreeing with that philosophy, but you know, I there's no guarantee that Demidov is going to be special or that Lushanov is going to be just good. If you believe
Victor Hedman, okay.
If you believe he's going to be special, you take him, regardless of who it is.
I think too that like special can be defined in different ways too. Would most Blackhawks fans categorize Nicholas Hjalmarsson as special? I sure as hell would. If you go through the history of time and in 100 years when people are looking at the greatest defenseman of all time and look at statistics, you're not going to see Nicholas Hjalmarsson there. You're not going to see any Norris trophies. You're not going to see anything like that. Was Nicholas Hjalmarsson a special player? Hell yes, he was. Yes, he was, because he was great at what he did.
Because he was special because he filled the exact role they needed him to fill.
Yeah, but I also think
he wasn't elite. Like
you had Scotty Bowman comparing him to Nicholas Lidstrom.
Right.
Scotty Bowman, I can say that name, comparing him to Nicholas Lidstrom. Now, look, is that an overstatement? Is that hyperbole? Yes, he is not, in my mind, aside from Bobby Orr, currently Nicholas Lidstrom is probably the best defenseman to ever play the game.
Yeah.
I think he's got a couple guys on his heels pretty soon here. But, yes, of course he's not as good as Lidstrom, but the conversation could be had or even thought about and not like a complete dismissal. I mean, it doesn't always have to be 100 points means you're special.
Right.
That's
no, that's that,
there's,
that is
Marian
true.
Hossa was special.
That is true. Yep.
Right? Like you find guys that bring different skills at a table. And when you talk about, as we do all the time, building a team to win championships, which is the goal here. Let's not forget. Mm-hmm. It's not to have the most fantasy points.
Hurricanes tied it.
You know, it's about having the best team. Sometimes a little bit under the radar can be just as valuable. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And Brawlsack, with a $10 super chat, says Crosby, Malkin, Bedard, Demidov.
Hey, got a Canadian-Russian connection there.
Done with that?
I like it. Works. It worked well for Crosby and Malkin. So we've got, what was that name? Brawlsack. Brawlsack. We have Brawlsack and Meat Rider in the...
Meat Rider?
Meat Rider.
Rider.
Oh. In the chat tonight.
Yeah,
so.
Meat Rider. Meet him.
There he is.
Meet him.
Good to meet you.
Here is Rider.
I'm sure it's what he meant.
Yes. We have met.
But yeah, it's just, it's exciting. I can't wait to talk to Chris Peters.
Yeah.
On Thursday and see what he has to say about these guys. And let's not forget, like, the Hawks are also picking 20th.
Yes. They're locked into 20th.
Who knows what happens at that point because, you know, say, you know, you get a run on defensemen. All of a sudden, Hawks go Demidov number two. Then Lushanov goes three. Dickinson goes four. All of a sudden, people panic. All the good defensemen are going. Mm-hmm. We got to get our defensemen. And all of a sudden... there's another great forward for you at 20 that you weren't expecting to be there, a la last year with Oliver Moore.
Yeah, I was going to say, that almost never happens, Greg, except last year.
Or if there's a guy you really want at, say, 14, 15, you do exactly what Kyle Davidson was trying to do last year to get Oliver Moore before he fell. You take that 20th pick and the highest of your 3 second-round picks.
Sure.
And package that to move up to get the guy you want.
TJ Ginla.
I mean, a lot of people are high on TJ Ginla. I like him a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't think he'll be there at 20. But again, you never know.
To move up, I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
He's a guy I'd move up for.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I have a hard time thinking, now that Calgary didn't move up, I have a hard time seeing him getting past.
They're nine?
Nine. Yeah. I have a hard time seeing Calgary Flames not draft Jerome Iginla's son.
Can you imagine? That'd be awesome.
I don't see that happening. So you'd have to trade with the Kraken to screw over the Flames.
Dev with a $5 super chat says, just wanted to be acknowledged that Demidov has and can play center.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Acknowledged.
I mean, lots of guys... when you're 17, 18 years old and you're on your junior team, your best players usually do play center regardless if that's their natural position or not.
Or at least try it. Yeah.
So the Hawks have a lot of guys coming up through the system that can play center. That doesn't mean they're going to play center long term, but it's nice to know you have.
We don't even
options.
Know that Bedard is going to be a center for the majority of his career. I mean, he's playing with Team Canada at the Worlds, and they're – their preliminary game roster today, I forget who they played, he was on the wing. So, I mean, it makes
sense on Team Canada because they, without looking at the roster right now, I can with 100% certainty say they have better center depth than the Blackhawks did at any point this
year.
It's
true. They did just get Pierre-Luc Dubois on the team.
He's a center.
PUD. I mean, PLD. Sorry. Kyle Davidson, quote, rolling in here via Ben Pope, quote, the way we see this draft and what we're able to acquire at the draft, number two is a very big win. Ben also says Davidson mentions that the fact that the number one pick is so obvious means the Blackhawks will dictate where things are going after that, which is a very good point.
They basically start the draft.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, you get Celebrini. Yeah.
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 I know we had a poll going. Law asking who should be the number two overall pick, and I know that someone was winning significantly.
The way I did it is who do you want the Blackhawks to pick at number two? And I asked, I named Demidov, Levshunov, and then I went with other player or trade the pick. So, other player and trade the pick, clearly not in the running.
Good,
they're not trading that pick.
No. Levshunov, 26%, which means Demidov, 64%.
Yeah.
Nice.
I say that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think where the Blackhawks are...
Mario is eating pizza.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm having Salernos. It's delicious. Where they are organizationally in their depth, they have a lot of good depth at defense. They have a lot of forwards that are coming up. That are going to be really, you know, they project out to be really good. Oliver Moore, Frank Nazar. You have Landon Slagert joining the mix. Colton Dock is here. I think the addition of Demidov has a bigger impact in your prospect system than Levchinuk, because I think you have defensemen like Wyatt Kaiser, Nolan Allen, Ethan Delmastro, and Sam Renzel that all project to make the NHL. I think outside of Nazar and Moore, maybe Nick Lardis, I think you're talking about guys that are like, they're good, probably bottom six NHL pieces. Even like a guy like Paul Lewinsky, second round pick, he's like a, I feel like he's going to top out as like a really good third liner. You get Demidov, you have a guy that should play on, if he reaches his ceiling, he's going to play, he would be able to play on 32 teams' top lines. Like, he's going to be a top line guy. So I think that is one, I think you get a dynamic forward like that, you have a bigger impact organizationally than you do with Levchinov.
Yeah, I need to be talked out of Demidov at this point. That's how I'm feeling. As the show's going on, as we're talking it out, as we're sort of projecting down the road, that's a dynamic offensive player. And as we've said, like, you are probably not going to be picking this high again. Hopefully, you know, knock not. On synthetic wood. I actually think this is real. There's a nice grain to it.
Well, they got two first-round picks next year, and one of them's Toronto. And Toronto might blow it up and completely tank next year.
Dude, can you imagine?
That'd be great.
If Toronto blows it up, it'll never happen.
They miss the playoffs.
they blow it up and give the pick to the Hawks.
They miss the playoffs. They finish like ninth and win the draft lottery, and it's the Blackhawks one number one again.
Oh,
so good.
And you know it would be rigged in favor of the Leafs, so.
Yeah.
There you go. That would be sweet. But, yeah, you know, I'm looking. So now the goal is, okay, draft expert we have on the show, talk me out of Demidov.
Right.
Because it just – again, you're not going to have the opportunity, very likely, to pick someone like that again. And I'm not trying to undersell the value of a defenseman. I'm not. Of course not.
Right.
But I don't know. I think the ability to add a guy who could potentially score 40 every year is very, very, very enticing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Gives you that 1-2 punch, and that makes Connor Bedard even more dangerous.
And as you
now you have to worry about two guys instead of just one. And then, oh, no, we see what Connor Bedard could do when he has space on the ice.
Yeah.
Which wasn't a whole lot of times this past season.
Well, and look, no disrespect to Philip Kurashev or Nick Foligno or whoever. They're not striking fear in the hearts of defending teams. As good as Kurashev was, and I believe he is, I think the guy we saw this year is what Philip Kurashev is. That's great, and that's a win. Someone like Demidov is going to demand attention every second he's on the ice.
Right away.
And that opens up, like you said, more room for Bedard. And then you start talking about projecting like we did yesterday. Stat projections, you're getting in triple digits at that point with Bedard. So
you could. Yeah.
I don't know.
And you know, down the road, you know, let's say you're going into 2025-26, right? You have Frank Nazar either already a full season into the NHL or ready to play his first full 82-game NHL season. You have Oliver Moore on the cusp. You have Connor Bedard going into year three. You could have Ivan Demidov coming in. You have Lucas Reichel under contract. Philip Kurashev likely in the mix. Like, that's a good young team moving forward. And then, add in whoever they get via trade or free agency.
And that's not even mentioning guys like Ryan Green, Gavin Hayes, your bottom six, Roman Kantsarov. Like,
there's a guy they draft 20th this year. Yeah.
The guys they draft in the second. Like, there are lots of options coming. And there's lots of guys that could be great good NHL players for other teams, because they're the ones who get traded to get that right-handed defenseman we need if you don't get one through free agency.
And you look at the draft capital this team has, and they say, like, hey, you know what? This right-handed defenseman's being made available. We didn't think he would be, and he's a stud, and he's under 28 years old, and, yeah, here's number 20 for that. I don't know who that is. Who knows? Who knows who's blowing what up or whatever, or who wants out or whatever it might be. That's the beautiful thing about having all this draft capital they have, too. It's not because we're talking so much about number two. There's so much more.
Speaking of number two, Carolina just scored their second goal. They don't lead.
5 seconds left in the first period.
Take that, Rangers.
I was going to say, the Rangers game one are looking damn good.
They were looking really good for about 8 minutes in this game. Then the Carolina Hurricanes remembered they were the Carolina Hurricanes.
We got another super chat from Brawl Sack.
Oh, that's not a good goal.
Crosby wow. 1, Malkin 2, Bedard 1, Demidov 2. Yep.
I mean, you're making all the comparisons sound great. Look forward to 3 Stanley Cups.
And, you know, I think, too, with, you know, picks 2 and 20, if you go, obviously, you know, Davidson has stated it's best player available. I think at 2 and 20, you can go best player available, and you're not going to be wrong. If it's 2 defensemen, great. 2 forwards, great. Mix them up, fine. If they want to go, you know, Lev Shunov at number 2 and then try and get a forward at 20, I think 2 guys that are potentially in the mix there as a forward that could be a type of prospect that they don't have, like one of those power forwards, Liam Greentree of the Windsor Spitfires and Michael Brancic Nygaard playing over in Sweden.
It's a great name.
Two guys that are big, play big, and have, you know, sure, maybe they're not the best skaters, but for bigger power forward guys, if you're an average or above average skater, you don't need to be Oliver Moore. You can still make a difference. So those are two guys that I look at as forwards that still add to your forward prospect group by not necessarily being a 6-foot speedy scoring guy. They got a good number of those guys. I would love to see if they're going to go with a forward at that position, go with someone like I love Liam Greentree. Go with a guy who's 6'3", 210 plus, power forward, goes to the net, can create his own offense. That's the type of player that I like. If they go Demidov at 2 and want to go defenseman at 20, you could talk about Carter Yakimichuk, which is basically like getting Kevin Korchinski again. He's a very comparable guy to Korchinski. Top talent on offense, got good speed or a good speed, good size, good length.
Good speed.
Defensive work can be there, but that's a guy that's still a few years away. And a name that's going to sound familiar, but no relation, Adam Jurecek, playing in Czechia, not related to David Jurecek, who was picked, was that 2022 draft. But he's a guy, right shot defenseman, good speed, a lot of raw tools are there, going to take some time to get there. So I think if you want to go forward, defense forward, 220, like, you have a lot of really good options. And that's what I love about this setup that Davidson has got, is that, like, these top-end picks, getting multiple firsts, multiple seconds, like, you get excited about, like, all the different ways that they could go in the draft and they can load up. And now he's talking, you know, talking about at the end of the year press conference, let's start moving these guys forward. Now you can say, okay, let's get better and let's keep loading the cupboards. That's a good spot to be in for this team.
One more quote from Kyle Davidson before we wrap things up. This from Ben Pope again. Quote, by the way, Ben says Davidson didn't bite on several questions about potentially favoring a forward because of the pre-existing defensive depth. Davidson says, quote, I think we're heavy on defense. We're heavy on forward. We can rank the board accordingly and just go with what fits the best. Who is going to fit the Blackhawks the best? There you go. So that's right. That's the proper approach, in my opinion.
I'm sorry. He is David Jurecek's brother.
Oh.
I was
better yet.
Crossed wires. Anyways, still, my point stands.
One more
super. Doesn't affect how good of a player he is, yeah, whether he's related or not.
Right.
No.
Still a good guy.
One more super chat before we go. Young Nagel God with his every show 99 cents. None of this even matters because whoever we draft won't be able to crack the roster once their slot is filled when we re-sign Kane.
You're getting close to ban territory there, buddy.
Well, see, the problem is,
I don't care about your dollar anymore.
We've got so many probably first-time listeners that don't know that this is a bit.
Getting sick of this shit.
So we've already had that in the chat. Somehow on draft day, we've already had Seth Jones sucks chat talk.
Oh, cool. Weird. On this show?
So, yeah. Sure. But, yeah, thank you, Young Daniel God, for the bit that you do every show. Just so you guys know, that's just a bit. So
love a good bit.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Especially when there's a dollar tied to it. All right, we're going to be back shortly, 2:30 tomorrow. We're going to spend a lot of tomorrow's show talking about what we did today and also Lucas Reichel's 2-year deal. If you joined us late, if you missed it, Lucas Reichel re-signs 2 years, $1.2 million cap hit per season, so 2.4 total if you're good at math like me. So we'll talk about that a lot tomorrow, what it means for him, what it means for the team, and, of course, keep talking about number two, who's going to be the next Blackhawks draft pick.
Number two work for?
Exactly. So thanks to Law for running the show today. Lots of moving parts on these kind of shows, so we appreciate that. Thanks to everyone who is with us throughout the show. 639 likes. That's amazing. Thank you all so much. Feel free to hit it a few more times before we go. And with that, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for being with us. We really do appreciate it. Thanks to Salerno's for the pizza. Mm-hmm. It's awesome stuff. Salernospizza.com. Use the code CHGO. You'll save 50% on your pizza. We love them. You will, too. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2:30 on the CHGO Blackhawks podcast. All silly like the mayor.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.